Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 24th of February and as ever here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. Unfortunately we're not able to find a way of actually helping you create a 19 billion business that can be bought out by Facebook. But hey, we can all keep trying. And idea one is to develop this. Shoddy customer service is the main reason many phone users ditch their network, with a third of British phone users having changed recently and a quarter planning to switch soon. That's according to a new survey that actually asked customers about what they thought about the telephone systems they were getting and the support they were getting. And roughly a third of British respondents have changed networks in the last 18 months. And more than half said that customer service was an important factor in deciding whether to actually stay with a particular provider or not. And a quarter of those surveys rated customer service as the most important factor, even more so than price. And what's quite interesting, a whopping 23% of people replied that when actually rating their network customer service out of 10 was 5 or less. Clearly, there's some issues in that business, in that sector. And you might be thinking, well, that's not the same in my sector. Maybe it is. Are you really aware of what the important factors customers see when it comes to customer service? More importantly, how do they rate you? So why not find out, spend a bit of time working out what they think of you when it comes to customer service. Idea two is to develop this. It's a great story of a 3D business set up by a young lady called Shazia Salim, who's established a business that celebrates part of her cultural identity, or two key parts of her cultural identity, being British and a Muslim. Her business is called Leet Foods, and it actually makes ready-made British and Italian dishes, such as shepherd's pie and lasagna, prepared in the halal manner, according to the deity law. And it's a great example of being dramatically and demonstrably different by focusing on a particular customer group, but also by solving a problem. Shazia identified as a student when she was out shopping with her friends for the house shop that she was only restricted in what she could really buy, only really usually able to buy vegetarian food apart from the odd curry. So he's actually a business and the products have fully traceable ingredients and a meat comes from a halal factory and it's obviously a key ingredient of her dramatic difference. She's now being stocked by Sainsbury's and looks really set to grow. And I guess a key lesson for us all there is what problems could you do you solve to create a dramatically demonstrable difference for your business? Do you know what your customers' problems are? More importantly, do you know how to solve them? And idea three is to do something about this. It's a series of statistics highlighted by the customer service expert Flavio Martins. And he highlights the importance of the way we actually handle customer inquiries. The average time on hold, apparently, is 57 seconds. 68% of people stay on the line if they hear relevant information. 12% stay on the line if they hear silence. The most important factor that came out of his research, 34% of callers who hang up don't call back. That usual thing, how is you to deal with, how is you to buy from? More importantly, what are you doing to make sure that you give your customers a quick, easy response and fast response when they call you? Test it, see what it's like, and we'll see you next week. Bye.